Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, A Change in the Law. Yesterday's message was delivered in the backdrop of a nationwide protest and outrage over the public arrest and subsequent murder of an unarmed black citizen in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that has been seen throughout America and around the world. Along with the protests and demonstrations, rioting and destruction of both public and private property has occurred in many places. This behavior by police, mainly against non-white people, has its roots in laws that have defended law enforcement and private citizens' use of deadly force against such people that date back to colonial America. Beginning in colonial Virginia, non-white people were systematically denied citizenship and the protection of the law. In fact, laws were enacted that protected those who injured or killed non-white people from prosecution for their actions. After non-white people were granted citizenship, the laws that protected law enforcement officers and others from prosecution of crimes against non-white people remained and continued as non-white people became citizens. To this day, the law gives a pass to the mistreatment of non-white citizens. Stand Your Ground laws and citizen arrest laws are all intended to protect people from prosecution of crimes against non-white citizens. In order to stop the unjust and brutal treatment of non-white citizens, there has to be a change in the law. The law has to stop protecting those who perpetrate these wrongful acts and begin protecting all citizens. The first act that can be taken is to charge anyone who kills an unarmed person with murder, no questions asked. Murderers have been protected by so-called fear for my life and perceived threat defenses of their deadly actions. These defenses should no longer be allowed to be used to justify killing unarmed citizens. Ignorance and misperception can't be allowed to continue to justify the taking of human life if full protection of the law for all citizens is to be achieved. In order to get the law changed, citizens most affected by the unjust law must act lawfully to win over a majority of people to see that the law is changed. But until that happens, crimes like we keep on witnessing will continue as long as the killers are protected by the law. There has no doubt been countless other killings and injustices that have occurred in the past and are still occurring that we have no knowledge of. But with today's ubiquitous presence of video recording devices and the advent of social media, crimes against non-white citizens have become increasingly likely to be captured and exposed. Jesus came and changed the understanding of the law of God. People thought they could love their neighbors and hate their enemies. But Jesus told those who are the children of God that they must love their enemies. For most people, this is a change in the law. It is a divine law which supersedes all other law. God's people do not have the option of hating, mistreating, or retaliating against anyone. They are not allowed to return evil for evil. They must trust God to punish evildoers in His own way, in His own time. A change in the law is necessary for America to move past its legacy of racism and mistreatment of non-white people before all citizens will be treated with the same respect and dignity. God requires mankind to adhere to a change in our understanding of His law to be accepted as one of His children. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcement, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices. And don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.